Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, August 30th. You'll be interested to know, 41 years ago, today, in 1983, Vuillon S. Bluford, a United States astronaut, became the first African-American to travel into space, serving as a mission specialist aboard the Shuttle Orbiter Challenger, and later flew on three other missions. This historic achievement marked a significant milestone in space exploration and inspired future generations of astronauts. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for some sunny skies today, with temperatures near 73 and an east wind between 6 and 12 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 59 and southeast winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 9:30 with a low tide at 10:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of rain shower Saturday evening, turning into likely thunderstorms overnight. Sunday will bring partly sunny skies with more showers and thunderstorms, clearing by night. Labor Day through Tuesday will be sunny and clear, with highs in the mid-70s and lows in the mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Senator J.D. Vance delivered a pitch to a mixed crowd of firefighters at a conference in Boston on Thursday. Facing boos and cheers, Vance urged the audience to hear him out. He acknowledged his initial opposition to Donald Trump, joking that Trump never lets him forget it. Vance explained that a firefighter friend from Dayton, Ohio, changed his mind about Trump. He highlighted the decline in union membership and wages over 70 years, echoing Trump's 2016 question, "What the hell do you have to lose?" Vance claimed their ticket is the most pro-worker Republican ticket in history. "Sure, buddy. I thought you were a never-Trump guy." Now on to sports. College football is in chaos, yet fans are more excited than ever. Recent changes, such as players profiting from their name, image, and likeness, relaxed transfer rules, and schools chasing television dollars, have created rare matchups in novel locations. Resale ticket sales are up 42% compared to last season, hotel rates are surging, and airlines are adding flights to meet demand. A prime example is LSU versus USC at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas this weekend. In local sports, the Red Sox at home lost to the Blue Jays 2-0. And tonight, the Sox are on the road in Detroit to take on the Tigers. In top news, this summer has been the most humid on record, driven by human-caused climate change, intensifying heat waves and downpours. Scientists confirm that both the United States and the planet are experiencing unprecedented humidity levels, pushing heat close to survival limits in some regions. This increase in humid heat, predicted by climate models, has serious consequences, including greater stress on the human body, more extreme rainfall, and increased cooling demand. With a few days left in meteorological summer, 2024 is set to break records for humidity, continuing a trend that has doubled extreme humid heat since 1979. In business news, Apple is reportedly considering investing in OpenAI during its next fundraising round, which would value OpenAI at more than $100 billion. This move follows Apple's June announcement of a partnership with OpenAI for artificial intelligence features. Microsoft, a longtime Apple rival, has already invested $13 billion in OpenAI, complicating potential returns for Apple. This investment could dilute Microsoft's role as OpenAI's primary benefactor, reflecting the fierce competition and high stakes in the artificial intelligence race. Both companies are valued at over $3 trillion, and the artificial intelligence boom is spurring their race to a $4 trillion market cap. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $59,000. Ethereum is just over $2,500. And Solana is $139. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Are coffee alternatives worth the hype? From the brain-boosting effects of guarana to the calming properties of matcha, these drinks offer both an energy lift and enhanced mental focus. As interest in health and wellness grows, caffeine alternatives are gaining traction. Mushroom coffee combines ground coffee beans with adaptogenic mushrooms, providing antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals. Matcha green tea delivers sustained energy without jitters, thanks to the amino acid L-theanine. Yerba mate offers steady caffeine release and health benefits. Yohan tea is mild yet energizing, while kombucha promotes gut health. Guarana boosts cognitive performance, and turmeric lats deliver powerful antioxidant benefits. And in entertainment news, amid global turmoil, the Telluride Film Festival returns to Colorado with a politically charged lineup. The 2024 edition features nearly 40 films and shorts, reflecting engagement with a shifting world outside theaters. Highlights include world premieres like Edward Berger's thriller, Conclave, and Ramel Ross's adaptation of Nickel Boys. Political star power will be evident with appearances by James Carville and the Clintons. Documentaries tackle hot-button issues, from Jair Bolsonaro's rise to Trump's family separation policy. Despite challenges, executive director Julie Hunsinger remains hopeful, emphasizing quality and the redemptive power of cinema. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American astronaut, Guion S. Bluford. And he said, "I wanted to set the standard, do the best job possible so that other people would be comfortable with African Americans flying in space. And African Americans would be proud of being participants in the space program." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.